finger.
But don't say anything.
Go. Go.
Shut the light, Greg.
Hold on.
Now, wait a minute. We had this all out yesterday.
I thought we had made arrangements that you were to go on my finger.
No, it was my finger.
All right.
It was my finger.
Oh, all right. So, all right. Now
wait.
Go. Medley. This public service program is back on the air again today. 1 o'clock.
Nice to see all your happy, smiling faces.
1 o'clock. Well, those of you who are trying to set a clock, in fact, it's almost 1 minute.
Almost 1 minute past. We'll give you a time check.
Waste one full minute, and that costs a lot of money for
that,
a fellow.
That minute is worth a lot of money to this up and coming Hooper scooping radio station.
Well,
I better forget
Ellie,
the whole thing.
That's the nicest word you ever said.
Yes, sir. 1 minute past 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and we have the Gay 90s back today, along with Wonderland. They're in the last two days.
Today and today.
And Mission Bell is back.
Are they on tomorrow?
They'll be back tomorrow.
As scheduled. Yeah, they'll probably be on tomorrow, taking one last fling at getting some people down there.
That's the last show.
That reminds me.
What's that, Bob?
I was talking with Bob Clayton yesterday, and I got a tip. I got a real, real inside story that he's going to give away. He's going to break it on his show today, so I'm going to do it now.
You're going to break some record on his show?
No. He's got an inside story that I'm going to tell, because I'll be scooping him by 3 hours, see?
Oh, I see.
You know this record?
He's going to come in and say that Hoagy Carmichael wrote
No. This is something else. This is bigger even than a Frankie Lane keychain.
Oh, cut it out. What's bigger than a Frankie Lane keychain?
No, I'll tell you what this is.
An autographed picture of Fred Cole.
No, sir.
That's worth Thule a week in autographs.
No, sir. Now, wait a minute. You know that record of Candy Store Blues?
Yeah.
You know where the...
Young Tony Harper there, they think?
Yeah, but that's the point.
Yeah?
Young Tony Harper isn't young Tony Harper.
According to
Clayton, it's Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And he's going to break that on his show. I don't want anybody to say that I said that.
Honestly?
But I understand from him that's the inside story.
Well, let's dance, Bob.
All right. Are you have any predictions for things to come?
Well, I predict that I'm going to be at the ball game this afternoon.
You got
tickets,
huh? They're
inside the Yankee. Yes, I have two lovely plush tickets.
So does everybody in the front row.
They're all going up to the wire. I'll see you up there, fellas, and we'll pull for the Yankees to win this all. What am I saying?
You got the wrong copy.
Where do I change this script? Who wrote this?
Somebody wasn't on the ball.
I hope the Red Sox will win this chase for the Gonfalon.
Friends, if any of you want to call up in the next 5 minutes and offer something for Ray's tickets, I'm sure that he'd be...
Hey, you know, there's a new word, Bob.
I'd accept the chase.
Excuse me. What? Am I talking too much?
No. I was just trying to sell you tickets for you.
Oh, is there... Oh, I don't want to sell them. I see where there was a young man picked up the speculating tickets at the night game, at the Red Sox-Yankees game.
And how
he was
asking it?
$50 for them. And
Did they put you in jail, Bill? Someone
arrested him and brought him before a judge here in Boston, and it just so happened that that judge couldn't get tickets for the game. $500!
Wow! Oh, now that's...
Boy, I had an awful time trying to get it up, too.
Yeah. You did get out in time.
Yes,
for
I was back in time at 1 o'clock.
Well, that's great. I suppose you saw in the paper the other day where it doesn't pay anymore to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see that?
No.
The fellow spent $1,500 building this special barrel, and for going over the falls, he gets something like $500. So he's out of town. And he's got a week back after it, too.
Oh,
we have to have music.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
All right, play some music, will you?
Play Whisper a Word.
Play something in three-quarter time.
Love. Yeah, tango.
All right, on there.
1890s, friends. Those were the good old days, as the saying goes. And you're going to get it. That long old night club, the Gay 90s, reopens for the season next Monday night. The Gay 90s is located at 16 Haywood Place, opposite the stage door of the RKO Boston Theater in Boston. The RKO Boston Theater in Boston. Where is it? In Philadelphia? Plan to be on hand next Monday for the opening. You'll enjoy the new policy of paying for everything you buy, of continuous entertainment featuring a wide variety of old-time acts.
Quiet, I can hear the commercials.
You will likewise delight with the dance music provided by the Gay 90s Orchestra. You'll thrill to the old nostalgic songs of the Singing Waiters. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Ed Singing Waiter.
How do you do, sir?
Hello, Ed. Have you got anything to sing for us?
Not a thing, no.
Well, and they also have a barbershop quartet. Your next banquet party will surely be a success if you hold it at
wait,
the Gay
wait,
Nights.
Wait until the fella finishes.
The varied... Do I talk while you're playing?
Yes.
The varied menu will appeal
man.
To all. Remember, the Gay 90s reopens next Monday night for the fall season at 16... Don't excuse yourself, Bill. It's just that you don't care whether I read this commercial or not.
That's right. You summed it up in 1, 2, 3, 4... It
must be 120 words.
Just about that.
The Gay 90s reopens next Monday night for the fall season at 16 Haywood Place, opposite the stage door of the RKO Boston Theater
in
Cleveland.
They mention the RKO Boston Theater more often than they mention the Gay 90s.
But that RKO Boston Theater in Boston thrills me, too. That's an unusual type phrase.
Well, it is, rather.
I mean, did you ever go to the RKO Boston in Cleveland?
No, I never did.
Did you ever go to the RKO?
Never been to Cleveland. That's why.
Have you ever been to the RKO
I would
Cleveland
go to the RKO Boston Cleveland if I was in Cleveland.
But you couldn't go to the RKO Boston. Maybe it's RKO Cleveland. You know what I mean, Bob? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right,
all of you people who like to dance, if you can gavotte, that's the place to go.
Bob Elliott.
No, that's that old-time music. I don't know how old that is.
An old-fashioned English madrigal.
No. Well, he's getting back to his stride again. The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio. Late afternoon, Linda speaks.
Oh, David, you hurry the opening so.
Yes, I am getting so it's rather tedious
that,
for me to...
That door, David, somebody's there, I believe.
Someone has put musical chimes
well,
on
I'm not
going to
answer that door today. It's under the piano.
We'll leave the door there.
Come in through the curtains.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me. Remember me?
Great Scott, the police.
Yes. Reach for the sky. I'm the law.
All right. Linda, to get back to more serious matters.
Yes, David.
You remember that day? No. Oh, it doesn't seem more than 18 years ago. Or 18 years and 3 months, I believe.
Huh?
Come to think of it, I don't remember that day either.
David, that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is, David. I'm the wise one.
Do you remember when Grandma bequeathed you that bequest?
Oh, yes, David, the rocking chair.
The simulated antique style.
Yes, David.
Wooden type rocking chair.
Yes, David.
We sat in it one day and...
It bust.
All over the floor in a million skillion pieces.
Yes, David. Yes, how it bust all over. I'll never forget.
That was the day you... Great Scott, the police...
Get them up on the law.
What is that? That line.
I don't know. It
says
two lines. Great Scott, the police, and then get them up on the law. I don't know.
Somebody had something else in their mind when they wrote it. Linda.
Yes, David.
That was the day the rocking chair broke, that you lost your genuine sterling ivory shoehorn.
Yes, my love.
It's taken me low these many months.
Get them up on the police.
Great Scott.
Oh.
Yes, David.
It's taken me these many months.
I know it. To think, David, many months have passed since...
Lo, these many months.
Lo?
It's taken me all this time to journey to darkest Africa...
Yes, David,
with my brave...
Bald...
Bold...
Bronze...
Baggy...
Brown...
Band of...
Banditos.
It's taken me all this time...
Yes.
To get you... What do you think?
What, David? Why don't you go with it? Tell me.
This is Friday, you know. You'll
fish.
Have to wait.
You've brought me fish.
No, you'll have to wait until Monday.
Ah.
Great Scott, the police.
Get them up on the sky.
Well, I guess we will have to wait until Monday. We will have to wait until Monday.
We'll have to wait until Monday.
And find out what it is that David has brought back to his beloved Linda. Will it be another genuine sterling ivory type shoe-style horn?
I think not, but you have your own choice.
Listen Monday for a gigantic new offer.
No soap, no cleaner, nothing in America clean.
Finish it, will you? Don't leave us hanging like that.
All right, so much for that. Now I'd like to give a slight discourse on rock gardens. And I would advise you write these pearls of wisdom down because I'm liable to ask a few questions.
Have you been able to grow many rocks in your rock garden?
No, that is not the point, sir. You're completely out of order.
All right.
Now, when you start to prepare your rock garden, scoot around and pick up some old rocks.
Well, yes, Joe. On the 18th of December, we had a meeting down there in Plymouth County.
How did you set up those rocks?
Yes, Joe.
Did
I was
you
very
use
happy
drink?
To. Here again, our guests seem to be having
the
trouble.
Dirt. Did you use dirt?
No, Joe. Apples won't ripen until another month or so.
Hold up. We are using two different scripts.
Yes, Neshoba.
Yes, indeed.
That doesn't make much sense, does it?
No. Sounds like we agreed on something.
Supposed to have a farm talk scheduled for Friday. I know that the program department...
You will be very happy with the results of your rock garden, and you will be very happy with it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Right.
You will, I'm sure. Be very
well,
happy.
Today we have another...
Yeah, duh.
No, this
you
is really
straight.
Something that we were
what?
Planning on.
What's
that this this program of interesting facts from, believe it or not, Nipley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think he's right outside if we can bring him in.
Yes, he is.
There he is. Hi, Bob.
Oh, hello. Hello, Bob. And believe it or not...
You have believe it or not.
Well, wait till I get taught.
You have some unusual and astounding stories to tell us today.
44 years ago, Bob, there was a young man who was a sissy.
I see.
And that young man lost his bicycle in Hudson Bay. 35 years later, he returned to Hudson Bay and did not find his bicycle.
Believe it?
Or rot.
Well, that's an interesting...
I might add that he didn't find the same kind of a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Think that one over.
Oh, that's good to find. Do you have any other... I thought your feature story today was about a diamond mine in South Africa. Wasn't that right?
No.
Well, that must have been next.
Does that
week.
Help you any?
No, it doesn't. But thanks for dropping in. Anyway, get
yeah,
out, will you?
Sit down.
Beat it. Howdy, boys.
Uh-oh, so long.
It's been quite a long time since I dropped up here with my hound dog...
Hello, Tay.
Guitar.
What's new and exciting?
Oh,
rodeo?
Nothing. The rodeo is coming in, you know, in one of these weeks very shortly.
Yes, I understand.
If you wait a minute, I'll go out and look at the billboard and find out just when it is going to be.
Oh,
here.
No need to do that, Tay.
All right, I won't go out and look at the billboard and find out, but I know it's pretty soon.
Oh, well, what else has been keeping you occupied besides preparing for the rodeo?
Well, nothing. We ain't been preparing for the rodeo.
Well, I...
Does that help you any?
You can go now.
Yeah, go ahead, Tex. That's not myself. I think we can get more out of Mary Margaret if we try.
Well, she hasn't arrived on the scene yet. Meanwhile, I'd love to sing my popular new record, Because.
Why don't we sing something? We've got music today. We've been making so many transcriptions.
Well,
about
I don't
music.
Know. I'd love to sing a song if you
All
would
right.
teach me, Bob.
All right, Terry. What's the special for Friday?
Because.
Well, what are we going to sing?
Well, I don't know. We haven't prepared any poetry.
Oh, yes.
Ah, why do I love you, my darling? Why do I love you, oh, my sweetheart? Do I need you? Do I need you? Does the ocean need a glass of water, my darling? Does the moon, my
Turn
sweetheart?
Turn the page, you fathead.
Oh, my sweetheart, do I love you?
Ah, shut up. Music doesn't seem to fit the program at all.
No. Meanwhile, Uncle Ned, Jim, George, Al...
Spurfer
and three newcomers, members of the 185th Field Artillery, are marching through the dank underbrush of deep, dark, dank Africa.
Oh, Jack, look!
Quiet, Billy. I'm thinking.
No time for that, Billy. What are you thinking,
bongo
Jack?
Bongo me. Get you, Billy, with voice apart between
Jack.
Eyes.
Jack, oh. It's either Bongo or Arthur Q. Bryan.
Is
No time for that.
Quiet, Billy.
Hey, it's pretty scary here.
Billy.
This is the first time in Jack Hedgeron's history that he's been scared.
All we need is that other
one. And I must confess, I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Quiet, Jack. There's no time for that. You're a clean-living, all-American boy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the brains.
You've got all the brains.
I'm all right now.
I'm old enough to be your grandfather, but you're the one who's leading this party.
That's right. You're stupid. And I wish you'd straighten up. Whoops.
Jack,
there's a light.
There's a light flashing through the jungle.
Wait a minute. Fall on your face.
Yes, it's the women's pages of the air, friend.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Oh, that's wrong. Right, we ought to turn the lights on. Maybe we could get some different action. Now the lights are on. They're coming up. The spotlight swings to the right side of our stage, where lovely Evelyn McMahon joins hands with Edgar Burr, and they walk down to center stage on the apron.
Well, lucky for them.
Now, let's just send that apron to the laundry. Yeah.
And
walk over.
I don't know whether we should have another music or go into one.
I think we better do something commercial here.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's do something real commercial-like. Burgoyne, his trumpet and orchestra.
That was Sam Shapiro's Aloha Islanders with Walking Down Honeymoon
Excuse
Lake.
Me. There's only two more nights.
What's that?
There are only two more nights.
You're excited about it, are you?
Two great nights of racing in the 1948 Wonderland racing season.
You think, do you, that this racing season is worth taking in?
No.
You think there's a particular reason why we should go to Wonderland Quad?
Yes.
All right.
Tonight, the spotlight of Wonderland is on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th race. No, hold on.
The spotlight's going to be busy, isn't it? Huh?
Only the 8th, 9th, and 10th. The 11th and 12th.
Look, you're confusing everything.
Am I confusing
everything? They only have
everything?
10 races down there.
Thank you, Bob Elliott.
Now, which is the spotlight on?
And now for your second question.
Well, I'd say hats would
you're
be
right.
the answer.
You're right. Now you're up to $50.
Oh, shucks.
Here is your next question. Well?
Fire away.
That's the right answer. The first two being feature events.
Wait a minute, I have a message from Mr.
All right, go ahead. Friends, I'd like to get real cozy with you listeners. I want to speak to you about Wonderland. The 10th will be the annual Wonderland Consolation Derby. Tonight's 10-race program at Wonderland.
Hot Dog Anderson just called up.
Why?
He wants to know, when you come down, are you going to bring your own smorgasbord, or will he have to make it?
What does he think? What is his opinion on that? Does he think I'm going to come...
What is his opinion on anything?
I don't know. What else did he have to say? Was it more important than the fact that Dim's Choice is running tonight at Wonderland?
No, I suppose it isn't.
Well, don't interrupt these important events.
Is Dim's Choice running tonight?
Yes. Tonight's 10-race card at Wonderland is studded with speed stars. Here are the entries for the big ninth race. Chocolate Bar. And I might mention he's getting a little thin lately. Air Light. Have you noticed Chocolate Bars?
Yes.
You
yes,
take
I
off
have.
The wrapper, what do you see? The palm of your hand.
It's like they roll them through a ringer or something.
Reno Kitty, Dim's Choice, Vic B, A Flame, Traffic Tie-Up, and John Metaxas.
Oh, boy.
Bob, you read Post Time.
Post Time.
Thank you. It's 7:45. The Daily Double closes at 7:30. And Rivera is very near friends.
No nearer than it was at the beginning of the season. We've been saying all summer long how near Rivera is. It's still just as far away from Boston.
The Daily Double closes at 7:30. Now, you can put that in your hat and smoke it.
From all points over wide highways.
Yes. Rivera is near from all points. Oh, you read that. From Boston, by MTA, from Maverick Station, or by the B&M's Wonderland Special, which leaves North Station at 6:35. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So, plan now to see the great annual Wonderland Derby tomorrow night.
Would you repeat that, Mr. Announcer?
Yes. Plan now to see the great annual Wonderland Derby tomorrow night. Saturday is closing night, the last night of racing in the 1948 Wonderland season. The night when Swifty and the Speed Stars go all out to bring you a great night of racing.
Play.
Thank you, and good night. And when the rank and file... Thank you.
for that Prince George Hotel.
Commercial. I carried them on.
If you save enough of those over a period of a year, you'll have your fuel for all that. Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead. Yeah. Just.
No,
cleaner. What key do we do this?
Nothing in America clean.
Like?
Oh.
What else can I say? Mission Bell wine.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you can use Mission Bell.
Just.
We're going to sing that now, Bob?
Yeah.
All right.
Just.
Should we both sing it or you?
I think we both should.
Just the other day,
yeah, we both should.
I heard a feller say, give me Mission Bell wine, because Mission Bell's mine. Aren't I rave about the money that I save by Mission Bell wine, because Mission Bell's mine. Drink it red or white, enjoy it day or night. Here's the wine to tempt you, and the price is right. The price is right.
The price is right.
Yes, indeed. Really. That's Mission Bell, America's finest wine. Top quality at low, popular prices. Yes, from grape to glass, every step is in the hands of the Arcadian family. Take a tip. Try a sip. Enjoy a bottle today.
That's why
it's every day. You'll hear everybody say, Mission Bell wine, because Mission Bell wine.
A product of K.R.Arcadian.
Bell wine.
There's something that goes on the end there, but I forgot it.
Yeah,
Mission Bell Wine is a product of K.R. Kelly and Azusa, Cucamonga, and Anaheim.
Friendly mold. No, it's, let me think.
Where is it? Boston, Chicago, and New York.
No, there's a California. But
there must be a Cucamonga in there.
The Arakalian family are in California, I remember.
They are all out there. The whole family.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing pretty well, I'm happy to announce.
They're selling quite a lot of that wine.
Yeah, well. Another reason I think the Rock Garden...
Yet?
No, she hasn't arrived, Bob. Another reason I think the Rock Garden is important to our present-day civilization is because it utilizes rocks and keeps them out of the hands of children.
And it's
especially
good for glass houses if you live in one.
Well, yeah, if you can get a corner on the market for rocks, you're in, like Flynn. What does that remind me of? Anything?
What? Doesn't remind me of anything.
No, I guess maybe. No,
my mind is just a blank. Blank.
I heard that, Bob.
Still is blank.
Oh, well.
Well, we could comment on the affairs of the day, I suppose. New parking meters in Boston. You've heard about that up around Kenmore Square.
New peeking martyrs?
Yeah, yeah. To quote that was a Delaneyism, wasn't it?
He has put Spooner out of business, I
Yeah, he has. He's taken over where Spooner left off.
Oh, well, so much.
E.D. Carmichael.
Hey, Bob, let you and I play tic-tac-toe.
Two young-age teensters were captured today.
Huh?
Or something else, I think.
Two young-age teensters?
Wasn't that?
Oh, I
see. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, look, come on, let you and I play tic-tac-toe.
Do I get first?
No, I'm first.
I never can win that way. When you
I'm extradite.
All right, I'll put an O down there.
Well, I'll show you how I do
this
it.
It's the first time it's ever been done on the radio.
Wait a minute. Zippo.
That's my mark there. Wait, I
put about.
I'll put an O.
Now I've got you.
Yeah, no, you haven't. Because I've got an O there.
Well, friends, it's a draw.
It's a tie. And for the first time in the history of this highly interesting and informative game, two top-flighted, top-seeded players, or seedy, have come to a draw, to a split decision. This will mean a duel, nasty faces at 20 paces, at least.
Excuse me, Bob, I think I can pick up the band from my vantage point.
All right, take it away then.
Right,
will you?
The band is coming down the street now, friends. It's being led by a very colorful majorette. They are, and I think if we can hang down by our thumbs, we can pick up that music.
Turn the...
There.
Ray, I understand there's nothing going on at your vantage point right now. So, from where I am, two blocks down, I can see another band approaching, which is probably the one that you just saw, and they're just about ready to strike up a tune, and I'd like to turn the parabolic microphone down.
Tell me
where the band music up that way.
Excuse me, where is the Matthews Department, please?
Right down this hall, to your left, and through the elevator shaft.
Thank you. Oh, well, so much for that. We'll be back again tomorrow, I think, with,
Same time tomorrow?
More music by Ken Wilson and Bill Green. And I will have a complete bird's eye picture of today's ball game.
Yes, you can.
I'll bring it with me and offer it for sale.
Well, we're ending on a very fast and happy note today, everybody.
Oh, yes. Matinee with Bob and Ray is a regular feature of this network. It was written
on this network of stations.
And it'll be heard over by this station tomorrow.
And you'd rather wide enjoy it day or night. Why to please you when the price is right on. Oh, what are you playing? You're mixing them up?
We're a little late, so hello.